This is KUT. By now, you've probably heard about what Super Tuesday means in terms of the delegate count for this year's presidential nominating contest. There are almost 2,000 delegates up for grabs between the two parties today. But do you understand how those special votes are divided up in a primary or caucus? KUT's Ben Philpott tries to explain.
Let's start with the basics. How many delegates do you need to win a presidential nomination? Well, since there are two parties, there are two different systems and two different vote totals. Republicans have about 2,300 delegates, with a candidate needing 1,237 to win the nomination. Democrats have more than 4,700, again, needing half plus one to win the nomination. How does a candidate win delegates? As you probably already know, it's by doing well in the primary and caucus elections. Here's an example from February 1st.
Breaking news for you now. Fox News can now project that Texas Senator Ted Cruz has won Iowa's Republican presidential caucuses, beating New York businessman Donald Trump, who finishes second, and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who finishes a close third.
When you translate that election from votes to delegates, Ted Cruz got 8. Trump and Rubio, who were separated by just a couple thousand votes, each got 7 delegates. But states divide up their delegates in different ways. Here's former Texas Republican Party chairman Steve Munisteri.
There are 50 states that pick delegates plus 5 territories, and every one of those jurisdictions have different rules on how to pick their delegates, and there are multiple options.
Plus, the parties do it differently from each other. Here in Texas, Republicans have 155 delegates. UT Austin government professor Darren Shaw says there are two ways a candidate can win them.
They have delegates that are selected through the congressional districts.
Texas has 36 districts, with 3 delegates up for grabs in each. Get 50% of the vote in one, and you get all 3. Get less, and you get 2, or 1, or none.
The second pot would be delegates chosen. The language here is a little unclear, but based on the results of the statewide primary.
That's 47 delegates. And just like in the congressional districts, get 50% of the statewide vote and you'll take all 47. If the top voter gets less than 50%, then the delegates are distributed based on what percentage of the vote each candidate received. Democrats do it almost the same way. There's a set number that gets divided up based on a statewide vote. But instead of congressional districts, Democrats use state Senate districts. Oh, and on top of that, there's 29 superdelegates. Wait, what's a superdelegate? Well, those are elected officials and other party leaders who can pledge their support to anyone, no matter what the voters say. Even though the election is today, as of this past Sunday, more than a dozen Texas superdelegates had already announced they would support Hillary Clinton. And that scenario is playing out across the country. So while Clinton only has about 25 regular delegates, more than Bernie Sanders, she has 430 more superdelegates. Ben Philpott, KUT News.